This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A special counsel has released a harshly critical assessment of President Biden's handling of sensitive government materials, AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Justice Department report says as a private citizen, Joe Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials, including documents about Afghanistan policy. Some were in a cardboard box in his Delaware garage. Still, the report says the president will not face criminal charges, partly because of the fact that as vice president and later as president, when the records were found, Biden had the authority to keep the materials at his home. The report notes Biden came across to investigators as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed home to Washington from the Middle East Thursday with no new deal in hand for a ceasefire in the four-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza or release any more hostages held by the militants. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken, on his sixth peace mission to the region, met this week with officials in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Qatar, as well as Israel, working to craft a potential ceasefire deal. Hamas reportedly received it positively and offered a response, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly rejected. He said the proposal would leave the militants in control of the Gaza Strip and called it delusional, and said Israeli forces would continue fighting to win what he called an absolute victory. In spite of that, while still in Israel, Blinken said based on all his meetings, he remains optimistic.
What I can tell you about these discussions is that while there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached, and we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day.